So where are we going? It's Europe. Is it the Baltic? I don't know. I'm not
familiar.
We're
in Denmark. And whether they are in where they've played the round robin or if they're now in Copenhagen, which is where the elimination games were played, I don't know the answer.
Bill Peters, are you in Copenhagen? Where do we find you today?
Copenhagen today. Just got in. Started the day in Linköping, where we were when we were playing in the preliminary portion of the tournament. Left there this morning and just got done a short little practice. Now we're in Copenhagen. So a beautiful day here, about 79 degrees. And now we've earned the right to be here. Now we got to play well to stay here.
How's your team played?
You know what? Our team plays good. We're looking for some more offense, a little bit more finish. Defensively, we've been real good. But we need to score a little bit more. We got to get the power play going.
Russia's an interesting draw. Were you paying much attention to those final games in the other group? Because I don't know that you would have necessarily expected them here.
Well, you know what? It's funny. There's so many games going on every day. Yesterday, there was a triple header everywhere you looked, and we were playing the 4:15 game, and then the 8:15 game in our pool had implications for us, the Finland-U.S. game. And then, obviously, the late game over here in Copenhagen was Sweden-Russia. We were going to get the loser of that, so it could have been the Swedes, could have been the Russians, so we didn't get dialed in, really, to be honest with you. Maddie did a good job. Maddie Sells had a lot of video in our computers, but we dialed in on the trip over and then this afternoon on Russia and got a real good team, so it's going to be a stiff test.
Curious as the coach of this team, I know when you were here with us in studio, you were leaving the next day, and you still really didn't know who your goaltenders were going to be. There were still some open spots, depending on who didn't make it past round number one. What are the challenges of bringing together a team like this? There's not a lot of practice time. Everyone's from all places abroad. What's the hardest part about trying to get a gel or a mesh going with these players?
Well, system play is definitely the hardest thing, right? Like you look at, you know, the 31 teams around the NHL, there's, you know, probably three or four primary systems different teams use in the neutral zone. And so that's a little bit of a challenge. And then the terminology is a little bit of a challenge, but it gets better as time goes on. One of the interesting challenges we've had here that we've dealt with is Kyle Turris has joined our team, but his equipment hasn't got here yet. So he played last night, and I don't even know if I'm right. I think he wore an extra pair of Barzell skates, and I believe he used Eberle's or Pulock stick. I'm not even sure. But the rumor has it that his stuff has arrived in Denmark and should be able to play in his own gear tomorrow, which will help.
That is really the best. I mean, if that's the spirit of Canadian hockey, that's what it's all about. Just give us some gear and we'll go out there and play.
Give him McDavid skates.
Well, it was funny. I've had this situation twice. Back in 16, it was Corey Perry joined us. We were getting ready to play an exhibition game. So I met with him and I said, okay, you can warm up, get a workout in. We're not going to play yet. You've traveled. You just got in today. We're going to go 12-7. Yeah. So then he's warming up. He skates right by the bench, gives her the old leg on the bench, you know, stretching. He goes, well, I'm here. I feel pretty good. Can I play? And I'm going, no, you can't play. Like, you've just traveled I don't know how many hours. So I didn't let him play. And then Turi wasn't going to play last night either. And then, you know, we were going to go 12-7 again. And then he goes, well, you know what? These skates feel good. I feel good. Like, can I feel better now. As warm-up progressed, he was telling me how good he was feeling. So I thought, you know what? We'll let him play. Long way to go to watch hockey. They don't go to watch. They come to play.
So what is that like also? Part of it is, and certainly for a guy like Turris, just go seven games in an emotional playoff. What's everyone's a professional. They're adults. But what's his, any player that's in that role? But I guess with him, the mindset he's in, there's disappointment, but there's also the need to rev things up because he needs to play well for you.
Yeah, no question. You know, and I haven't even been able to. I've been able to talk to him a couple times. First time I seen him, you know, he was just getting in from travel, just got to the hotel. You know, looked like he needed to go lay down. So that conversation was short. Next time I seen him was trying to get an update on equipment, what he wanted to do, and then finally today he looks like himself again. We were able to get him in 13 minutes last night, which was good. I think it was good for us to slot him in where we're going to play him tomorrow. We're going to have him in the middle with Schwartz and O'Reilly. O'Reilly on the right side. So I think that's got a chance to be a real good line for us. So I think we'll see a real good Kyle Turris tomorrow, and that'll help our team.
Will he be in his own gear?
If everything works out, I think it's at some airport in Denmark. Somebody's going to get it, yeah. They said, you know what's funny? Is it's the original set too, because I know the Preds set a second set. The second set hasn't got here yet, but it looks like the original set has been located and is in Denmark, so it should be here tonight.
I was looking at the roster before you got Kyle Turris, and it looked like you had seven or eight guys who are top two centers in the NHL. What the heck do you do down the middle, or do you just smile knowing it really doesn't matter?
Well, a lot of those guys become wingers, and what we try to do is balance them off with lefty-righty, so you got a left-handed guy on the left side and a right-handed guy on the right side. We've been real good on face-offs, obviously. That hasn't been an issue whatsoever. It's tough, though, with the international face-off rule, no feet. There's not a lot of clean face-off wins. There's not as many as you would think. Like in the National Hockey League, guys are snapping them back a little more direct, and you know, you're running plays off of that. Here, there's more 50-50 pucks and stuff hanging in around the center, so real battle there for, you know, 50-50 pucks by the wingers. So we've got lots of centers. That's not an issue. We've got a lot of centers playing as wingers, but they're intelligent, and if they obviously get down low first, they can play 3-on-3 down low, so it helps defensively.
Chatting with Bill Peters, Flames head coach and coach of the Canadian entry at the World Championships here on Boomer and Warner in the Morning. I'm curious your take on this event. Obviously, you're there to win. It's a business trip, but yet it's a very beautiful part of the world. You guys do get a fair bit of downtime to enjoy the area. Is it tough to find a balance, or do you find there an importance to be a balance between enjoying that part of the world, enjoying the experience, but yet being there to win?
Oh, no, you're here to win first and foremost, and now, especially now, you're done the preliminary round and you're into the elimination phase, so it's win or go home. So now it's obviously the priority is 100% on hockey, but you know what? The reality is you got to go out for dinner here tonight. Why wouldn't you go downtown Copenhagen to see what it's all about and get a good meal in you? So you can combine both, but you got to be smart about it. We've been lucky. The families came over. They arrived on the 11th, about a week ago on the Friday. They've been in for a while. They're settled in. We had a big troop coming over today, a couple different buses with a trailer full of suitcases. So good to have family and friends with us and enjoying Denmark and being a part of the experience.
It is a commitment. And I know that we as fans and as media, we're quick to harp on guys if they don't go, if they don't commit, and we can do that. But obviously, like you say, you're there to win. It's you want them to compete at the highest level. The commitment is not one that they should take lightly, right?
No. You better know what you're getting into before you leave. It's a big commitment, and it could be hard on your family if you've got a lot of family stuff going on. Like, there's a lot of guys that aren't 100% at the end of the year, so they got to make a decision. There's a UFA, RFA. They've got to be smart about what they're doing. And then, you know what, there's, no different than with us, with the Flames. Lots of guys having some children, having some expanding their families here this summer, so they got to be home for that, too. So everything's got to line up in order for you to play, there's no question.
You're getting a real good look at a guy that you're going to play against a ton next year in Connor McDavid. Are you more terrified than you were when you took the job?
No. When you know what you're up against, it doesn't change. That's going to be a tall task each and every time. That's a tall task for everybody. You know, 82 times when you play that team, a special player, generational player. You know, we're lucky in Canada. We had 87. Now we're down 97 with McDavid. Every 10 years, one of these guys comes along. So, you know, for the rest of the hockey world, they get to enjoy it. For us, as the Calgary Flames, we've got to find a way to defend it.
Maybe you can get like a hypnotist or something, play some mind game, just some work with a subconscious that'll kick in about September, October. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Have you had much?
Worth a try.
Yeah, might work. I know that it was a whirlwind for you. You leave Carolina, you show up here, you head to Europe. Have you had a lot of at least phone conversations, been in touch with Brad Treliving about the team?
Oh yeah. We've talked lots. Talked again the other day. I got to see Rittich today, and we're finally in Copenhagen. It's funny, but they're going the other way. They were getting on a bus going to Herning. We got here, and I got a good visit in with him. Michael Backlund was in the CCM tent there. I don't know if he's getting skates or sticks looked out, but he was doing, so I got a good chat in with him. I didn't get to see Johnny at all other than when they played against us, and unfortunately he squeaked one in short side, and it's going to be good moving forward. It wasn't great the other night, but I'll make sure that happens. If it's not here in Copenhagen, I'll take a trip out there to Jersey. So we'll make sure that happens. But it's been good, but it's busy. I'll tell you what, the days go quick, and you know, you're not in the main rink when you practice. You're in a practice facility, so it's a busy stretch when you've got 16 teams, two pools of eight. I'll tell you that.
I don't know how the time changers work, but is there an opportunity to watch some playoff hockey, or is that something you might have PVR that it's waiting at home when you're done this tournament?
No, you know what? We always catch up at breakfast. We always give each other the updates. There was one game, and we were still in Latvia, for part of the training camp, and there was an afternoon game that we got to start watching at about midnight. So we found a way to stay up and watch some of that, but not a lot live. Lots of conversations on the phone with guys back home telling us what's going on, and obviously seeing some highlights. Looks like real high-end hockey, real good teams. All four teams that are left are very good, very deep, play very fast. So lots to learn as you watch the playoffs. But when I get home here and when we get our staff put together, we'll assign a series to each guy, and if not two series to a guy, and we'll dig in and we'll know what happened. And just unfortunately, we'll know the results of most of the games by the time we start watching them.
Just as an observer and a guy that's been in the East for a while, your thoughts on Ovechkin finally getting over the Crosby hump and getting into the third round?
Nah, good for him. You know what I mean? He's had a great career. Polarizing type player. You know, it seems like as fans, either fans love him or dislike him. But good player. You can't dispute that. He's a factor, especially on the power play. It was interesting. I believe the goaltender, Vasilevsky, took a penalty real late in the period. And, you know, 4 or 5 seconds later, he's one time and one in. And we're all saying, oh, the guy must not have came out in the lane. Well, and the guy's right in the lane, and somehow he avoids the guy in the shooting lane and finds a way in the net. So he's got a gift. There's no question about that.
So what's up for the next? Now again, we are obviously not in the same time zone. What's happening for you the next 12 to 24 hours as you get some rest and prepare for this next game?
Yeah, right now it's 4 o'clock. The family downtown, and we're gonna go for supper and see what there is to offer for a little bit. Go for a walk around. Come back at 8:30, spend some time with Matty Sells, just tightening up the 9 o'clock meeting. We'll have a 9 o'clock meeting with our staff and our players, and then that'll be the end of the day. It's been a long day. We had breakfast at 8, and then we're on the bus at 8:30, and it's not a long day today per se, but you go back to Monday. We played an 8:15 game, and then we turned around and played Germany at 4:15 the next day. That's a quick turnaround, so the IIHF PA is not as strong as the NHL PA. They allow that to happen. So, you know, it's a bit of a grind in that regard. So guys have done a great job looking after their bodies. I'm sure they would have got a little shutdown on the bus over here today. And it'll be a quiet night tonight in preparation of tomorrow.
Thanks for the phone call and the time. Best of luck. We look forward to seeing you back here in Calgary soon.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. There's Bill Peters, coach of the Flames and Canada.